We're going to turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, Matthew's Gospel. And we're going to read a few verses there from chapter 4 of Matthew's Gospel. The fourth chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." And he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Turn over with me to the sixth chapter, of Matthew. And let us look at verse 9. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if I forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." These words of Christ are very interesting indeed. And when we open up this particular portion of Scripture, there are some things we should keep in mind. All of these Scriptures are built around the Word of God. So if you start off with the Word of God and you look down the chapter, every time we are brought back to the Word of God. Now, first of all, we have placed the place where the Word of God is. Where is the Word of God? I ask myself that question. Where is the first Bible? Where is it? It's in heaven. Thy word is settled in heaven. The authorized version of the Word of God, thank God, is in heaven. And God is the author of the Bible and the finisher of our faith. So do we want to find the Bible? We've got to get to Christ. We can only get to Christ through His shed blood and finished work. And we have come to heaven. The old Puritan was asked, "Where do you pray, Mr. Puritan?" He says, "I pray in heaven." He says, "How do you get there?" He says, "That's none of your business. My business is to get there and pray." And the fact that people are coming to Christ in the church, the old Puritan said, it shows I made it. I got to heaven. Let's all go to heaven tonight to pray. Forget about our friends around us and forget about all things and be closed into the glory of the blessed heaven of heavens. What a place it is. And that's where we need to go to pray. The home of the Bible is in heaven. So when you start to pray, get to heaven, and then you'll get to the Word, and you'll get to the power of the Word, the comfort of the Word, and the cleansing of the Word. What a great thing. But tonight we're met, and we can go to the home of the Bible to pray. God needs to give us all an unceasing love for His precious Word. It's our food. It's our air. It's our breath. It's our life. It's our hope. And it's our future. All in the blessed Word of God. So don't forget that. And let us remember that as we come tonight to pray. But it's not only the home of the Bible, but there's the name of the book here. And what is the name of the book? The name of the book is Hallowed Be Thy Name. The book is a holy book. You can't be a Christian and live in sin. You can't be a Christian and enjoy the world. You're ruined for the world. Its employment, its enjoyments are not yours. Your enjoyment is in heaven. And we all should be looking, what for? For a place which has foundation, whose building and maker is God. Is that what you're doing? Did you look for heaven today? Yes, you may have the world around you, and you may have the difficulties of the world around you, but through it all, we can get through the mist and the fog and the rain and the tornadoes. And thank God we can get to the book. And the name of the book is Hallowed Be Thy Name. This is a holy book. The evil man doesn't read the Bible. The worldly man doesn't read the Bible. The man that's taken up with the things of earth doesn't read the Bible. But the Christian should love the Bible. The Christian should study the Bible. The Christian should learn the Bible. The Christian should have it steaming up in his heart into everlasting life. So we not only have the home of the Bible, we have the name of the book here. But we have something more than that. We have the kingdom of the book. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 6. Thy kingdom come. This book is the book of the kingdom. And if we come into the kingdom of God and obey the book, the joy and the blessing and the help of God will be our portion. And something will happen. The earth will be turned to heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The old Puritan was asked by a follower, where did he go to pray? He said, I go to heaven. He said, do you not have a big job climbing to heaven? Oh no, he says. He said to the man that questioned him, did you think that Elijah had a big job getting to heaven? No, there was a chariot sent for him. And he said, when I go to pray, I get the chariot. Takes me right there. Oh, what a happy thing it is when you can transfer yourself here in time and be taken to heaven to pray. And God shuts out all the world and all the flesh and all the devil. I used to say to my wife, I said, you know, when I start to pray, the old devil makes the children cry and shout and throw things out of their cot and yap. But thank God I'm away. I'm away. You know, if this Bible is true, and it is, then we should remember this wonderful word, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Where have you gone to pray tonight? Have you come to touch heaven? To walk the streets of the New Jerusalem, to plead the promises of God, to talk face to face with Christ. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. That is not only an appearance in heaven in eternity, but appearance now as we come to pray. You have not only the home of the Bible, and the name of the book, but you have the kingdom of the book. And you have the authority of the book. Look down this, and what do we find here? We find these words. After this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What is that a prayer for? That God will make your earthly journey a heaven. Not only a journey to the Holy Land, but a journey in the Holy Land. What's in heaven? The will of God is done in heaven. What is God saying? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every one of us needs a lift to heaven continually. We'll not prosper. will not be healthy Christians or joyful Christians or Christians seeing the breath of God in our work except we can get the will of God first in our life. That's why when we wake in the morning, we should submit ourselves to God. I don't know what's going to happen to me today, but I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. So you not only have the home of the Bible, you not only have the name of the book, you not only have the kingdom of the book, but you have the authority of the book. And something else, you have the pardon of the book. That's very important. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The happy Christian is a Christian whose sins are all washed away in the precious blood of the Lamb. Many Christians do not live in the enjoyment of forgiven sins. And the devil remembers all our sins. And man, when the devil attacks you, he'll bring things that you thought you'd forever forgotten. He'll rake them up. He'll throw them in your teeth. He'll say, going to the prayer meeting. You old hypocrite, you. Going to the prayer meeting. What about you did so many years ago? Well, I'm glad that all my sins are washed away in the blood of the Lamb. And the devil can keep on searching, but he'll not find them. They're clean gone. Your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more against you forever. We're freed by the precious blood of Christ. And then, of course, there is the need for us to live in the enjoyment of the pardon of the book. Yes, our debts forgiven, our sins covered. Every sin had to go neath the cleansing flow. And we have here the glorious pardon. God has nothing against me. My sins are washed in the blood of the Lamb. The devil may croak and he may accuse me, but my sins are gone forever. Your sins and your iniquities, listen, I will remember no more. They're gone. They're clean forgotten. That should make you to smile and not worry about your false teeth. They'll stay in all right. And if they don't stay in, please see me after the meeting and I'll give you some glue for nothing to keep them in place. Let me tell you, many of God's people, when you look at them, they look as if, as the old Puritan said, their heavenly Father had died and hadn't left them a cent in his will. That's the way they look. But you shouldn't be like that. He says, he has forgiven us. And then something more. There's the protection of the book. And what is the protection? But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Lord doesn't lead you to temptation. He leads you out of temptation. He leads you to the place of liberty, of getting the victory over temptation. Why? Because we have here the eternity of the book. And what is the eternity of the book? It says here, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God wants us to enjoy ourselves in the Christian life. I love reading the story of these great martyrs of the church. And at the end of the day, they came to die. Some were burned. Some were stoned. Some were slaughtered. Some were tortured. But they had a very bad passing, humanly speaking. But yet, it said of them, it looked as if they were enjoying the whole procedures of their attempts of the devil to destroy their faith. How happy God can make the man or woman that loves the Lord. And that happy, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. How long is that going to last? It's going to last forever. Forever. Forever with the Lord. Amen. So let it be. Life from the dead, 'tis in that word, 'tis immortality. Here in the body pent, absent from from him I rove, and move my day the tent a day's march nearer home. And then you'd have thought that when we had the amen, that was the end of it. But the amen is followed up with something. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Oh, the open reward that God gives to us when we walk with him in the light of his word. Why? Verse 21, look at it. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is our heart tonight? On earth? At home? In the world? In the things of the world? Or is our heart with Christ, with God, in heaven? The will of God being done in our hearts as it's done in heaven.